Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting on the rest.
Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference record, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, day after Thanksgiving, November 29, 2019. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
It is the day after Thanksgiving. Hopefully everybody had a super fantastic Thanksgiving with their family, friends, and relatives, and life goes on. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. You guys probably can't believe it. Some of y'all might have been part of it. But last night, after dinner, I was driving around, and all I saw was Christmas lights. I said, man, that didn't take 30 minutes, and Thanksgiving was over just like that. And life goes on, as it does with us. It's over. All right, Ray, did we send anything out?
No updates went out.
No updates went out. All right, guys, so was Thanksgiving. Nobody did anything. Not a whole lot happening. The bank people are at the bank, not at the exchange center. So they're not anticipating any exciting news right this moment. But if anything could happen. What has happened is that Marty has announced this morning again that he will resign. Everybody took it a little bit more serious today. He didn't say when they find a replacement, anything else. He said after the religious leader's speech this morning, he has decided to resign and let Parliament take over. Now, guess what happened? They put that all over the TV this morning. The news articles are out already. CNN is already reporting that Mahdi is resigning. All very interesting. Selah is supposed to temporarily be the new prime minister until the vote or elections take place. While we're doing it, so they have also made that announcement that he's going to temporarily be the new prime minister. But more important, I guess, for them is the people are celebrating in the streets. They are happy to hear that. They're already hanging up pictures of Mahdi on the walls, talking about death to him, and that they want to hang him, everything else. So we're going to see what happens. Now, it means that the demonstrators have gotten one more thing that they want. It's public, that there are some more government people there that are going to be leaving. But the most important thing to us is Selah has been one of those people who has been promoting the monetary reform along with everything else. So Selah is one of the people who the U.S. wanted in there, and now that is happening. So things, again, may be much easier, faster, and quicker, as long as the people don't give up. Because if they give up, they'll go back to doing what they're doing, delay, delay, delay. But I think right now, even with the demonstrations they had yesterday, is keeping the pressure on. This morning is keeping the pressure on. So we should see this sooner rather than later. And that's the good news for today. Let's see what else is happening. Anything else, Ray?
No, that's probably it so far.
Rates haven't changed. I don't even know if they're on the board this morning, to tell you the truth. I know they were grayed out when we left on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Let me see if I can find that out real quick. I forgot to do that. Other than that, Ray, let's go. It's a good day so far. Announcements are being made. Changes are being made. The people are happy. So CBI can say everything's back and let's attack this rate. But we'll see.
Okay, Rev Naji Mato says, now that Mahdi has resigned, what is our outlook going forward?
Oh, I think I just discussed all that. We're going to wait and see.
So,
we got the guy in there that we want, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Uh-uh.
It sounded good. All right. Light Spirit, did Mahdi get transported to Afghanistan?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Does this mean a body is back in charge? Well, no, you kind of already addressed what's going on there. All right. Martin 888 says, will the Iranian international and contract rate be about the same? We've never heard of a contract rate for the Iranian rial. So we've only heard just one rate. And that was 366. And that's it for the questions on the... Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Shay J says, is the GCR being held up waiting for the banking systems to change from fiat debt-based to gold asset-backed?
No, the banking system is ready and has been ready to go for months, years. We're not waiting on the banking system change.
Okay. I'm going to give this person the benefit of the doubt because of what you have been doing. The we clearly have a difference.
There'll be nothing about no aliens, right? Oh, okay, good.
No, but we clearly have a difference of opinion on this heart of hearts thing. And I clearly let them know my position on that and what was going to be tolerated on this call. And somehow I think you kind of accidentally opened up a door for some of them to want to squeeze through because you accepted it. And so I'm going to let this be the last person. Ivan Tulovit, OV, says, Tony and Ray, in your heart of hearts, will we be having these calls in 2020? And when I first read it, I had immediately decided, if we do, you won't be up here. But I'm not
okay.
going to do it.
All right.
But anybody
right.
else,
so let's do this.
Play with
let's
that. And I'm banning you off of TNT. So I'm just letting you know that now.
All right.
And I let them know a long time ago how I feel about playing with that. And even though you do allow it, I don't. So if it upsets one, that's enough. And it upsets me. So you guys play with it if you want to from now on out. It's not a new rule. I established that rule 2 years ago. I'm seeing where he's posting in chat and didn't hear the new rule. There's nothing new about this. All right, that was the last question.
Okay.
We'll go live. Yes.
Wait, so the issue with heart of hearts is it makes you feel like they think we're lying about something and they're trying to get the truth?
I've told
them
that before,
said?
Yes. That's how I receive it today. Nothing's going to change that. I don't laugh with it and I don't play with it. That's how I receive it, and that upsets me. Okay with you that it doesn't upset you, but as far as I'm concerned, anything that upsets one, that's a problem. Just like when chat, if it upsets one person, we don't allow it, period. It bothers me, and it's going to continue to bother me.
All right, guys. This is so everybody can understand. First of all, yes, they had a date and a time when they actually wanted to do the RV. The things come up all the time. Yes, we've known that for the last 10 years. Did they expect this to boil over right now, today, like it is in the streets? I want to say it was halfway expected, and in some ways even directed. So... to happen. The exact things that again, if you read Confessions of an Economic Hitman, you will see this as part of the playbook. Exactly what's going on. Not just in Iraq, either, but it's getting things accomplished that need to be done. So with that, were there dates and time, and was there a sincere effort to get this RV done right now, earlier in the year? It was. But as we saw, we're getting closer and closer to maybe things flipping, then it wasn't. And then it's a matter of how close do you let it get to the edge before you actually do it and try to stop it and see what's happening along the way. So we can look at what's going on in Iraq and say, okay, the people are in an uproar. They are actually getting Iran out. It's not U.S. soldiers burning their consulates. It's Iraqi citizens. It's not U.S. soldiers burning homes of Iraqi people, Iraqi governments. It's Iraqi citizens. It's not U.S. soldiers at the border telling them don't come cross, and they're burning. It's Iraqi citizens. And that's the level that we wanted it to get to. So the citizens got an uproar. The citizens are now supporting the U.S. We're not the enemy like we were 8, 9, 10 years ago. Everybody against the U.S., you know, as far as citizens, the government. Now the U.S. is our friend. Iran is our enemy. Iran is, you know, the one that's been causing all the problems and doing everything. And it's taking this long to expose the citizens to it. While everything has been prepared, it's just like your Thanksgiving dinner. Everything was prepared all day, and you said, let's eat at 3. Until somebody said, I can't be there until 5, and it changed everybody's whole day. Okay, 2 more hours. Same thing is happening in Iraq. We're ready to go. They're ready to go. Banks ready to go. Everybody's sitting there, high alert, everything else. And then it changes. But it's still ready to go and could go at a moment's notice. Because instead of your guests coming in at 5, they could get there at 4:30 or 4:15 and say, let's go. And it still wasn't 3 o'clock, but it's still ready to go. The dinar, the revaluation, the GCR is the very same way. It is ready to go. It could go this afternoon after 5 o'clock. I doubt it. I doubt it because everybody's not here. I doubt it because they still haven't sent the budget to Parliament to be voted on, 2020 budget. Even though, again, the rate itself is in the 2019 budget and was in there. We're doing that. They're supposed to vote on the 2020 budget on Sunday. We'll see what happens. Even the article came out yesterday saying they're going to do it today. I'm looking at my TV while we're talking right across on CNN. They say Monty will resign after nearly 2 months of deadly protest. I don't know what day it's actually going to happen, but this time it looks like it's real. But again, it works in our favor. So whether they meet on Sunday, the House votes, sends it to Parliament, it all gets done. It pops up next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I don't know. I do know it could happen at any moment. I do know the exchanges are not there today, and a whole lot of things that have to happen for them to get there. And by a whole lot of things, I mean a phone call, report to your duty, and they would be there. But we would know it. So we would have a bit of a heads up if that were to happen. So do we want it to go into 2020? No. But it's not really up to us. It's up to the citizens of Iraq. They're the ones who are going to make the decision. Do they protest harder, louder, and say, no, we're not waiting? And I reckon just do it? Or do they say, okay, Marty's out of office. We got a new governor over here. He cut the parliament down in half. We're just waiting for it to be voted on. It's Christmas time. Let's sit back and relax. But now we can say that. That's what we need to wait for and see what happens over the weekend, I think. Could it go to 1 January? They're saying everything in the budget. And everything they demanded was in the budget is effective 1 January. But that doesn't mean we have to wait that long to see it. Again, everything's in place. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, let's go to some live talkers. First one is 281 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony and Ray. How y'all doing today?
Hi there.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Good. I had a good Thanksgiving, I'm sure. Ate a lot of food. I know I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I had a couple of questions, Tony. On the ISX, can you tell me if any of the information that you've been receiving, have you been hearing anything about the ISX and possibly the rates possibly, I wouldn't say necessarily, how would I put this? I don't know if I should say changed or are they trading, you know, the Iraqi stock and all of that out there on the NASDAQ, ISX, the platform people that you know. Can you tell me if there's been any change for them to notice anything out there on those systems?
No, I can't tell you because I haven't talked to anybody about it and what's going on ISX. We haven't seen anything. There's no rate trains on the in country, so and I know they change on a back screen, but I haven't heard anything lately about any rate changes at all. There are a couple of sites out there that have rate changes on them, but as they announced today, and I know you read articles, so you read it, that ISX came out and said they are in no way affiliated with any other sites, rates or comments about their
mm-hmm.
system. They didn't make that announcement today. Okay.
Yeah. I know the president supposedly made a statement saying that pictures or some sort was possibly put out or something, and he wanted to counteract that and say that that wasn't true. And from what I'm hearing through Denarland, you know, through other gurus.
Well, there's an article out and says that there are being comments and things that are being applied to him that he said he didn't say, and he's
right.
not preparing to say, even though they said they were. This is what he's going to say. This is what he was supposed to say. And he said those people don't speak for him. And, again, they're not related to those sites, so don't pay attention to it. It's like anything
yeah.
else. You know, I can tell you can hear what you want. All the other gurus say, all those sites say, they say Tony said, or this. And I say, if you want to know what Tony said, then you need to go to TNT and see what Tony said. So
yeah.
he's saying the same thing. If you want to know what he said, then come to his site. Why are you listening to other sites about what he supposedly said or is going to say or do? And that's what the article was about.
But from what we're hearing is that it could have been a leakage or something, like information coming out before he's actually going to make his announcement or speech or whatever it is. And that's what they were saying. Not that it may not be true or whatever. It's just that the information could have possibly gotten out before he actually, you know, did what he was supposed to do or going to do. And that's why I was asking you that question. And something.
And that's exactly what it said. And what he said
yeah.
is, don't pay attention to what they're saying. If I'm going to say it, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I don't need Tony telling you what I'm going to say on Wednesday. Wait till Wednesday when I say it. Because I may change
mm-hmm.
my mind on Tuesday. You know, so don't pay attention to it. That's all he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my side
mm-hmm.
and see what I said. All right?
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, that was my question. So hopefully
okay.
we'll see something sooner than later. Thank
yep.
you.
All right.
Absolutely. All right.
208 area code. You are on.
We're looking for a quarter for Kenworth.
208-713. Okay. You aren't paying attention. 303 area code. You're on.
Hey, I'm back just trying to get my call from Tony. Did you get him the number, Ray?
Yes, he did send it to me. Okay. We still wouldn't do it today.
All right, give me a holler.
All right.
No questions, thanks.
All right, 972, you're on.
Gobble, gobble. Danny in Dallas.
Gobble, gobble.
Hey, sir.
How you doing, man?
My goodness. I heard a bus lady, and she said she put on the feed bag. We gobble, gobble till we wobbled, and then we crawled after that. It was good, especially that apricot
okay.
salad. You guys just don't know what you're missing. Oh, my. Yeah. A couple of quick questions, just perusing through the Internet. Many times, it seems, over the last almost 11 years, that the big shots have offered to resign, claim they're going to resign, and then they're still there. Is this more serious than the past situations, do you think, just your opinion?
I think it is because they're saying it is. It is because this is no different than what Marty did a month ago. He offered
right.
to resign, and they told him he couldn't resign. And now today he's saying the same thing. Well, he says he's going to put it in Parliament's hand. And today he's saying the same thing, but it's being broadcast even louder. And supposedly they're going to live up with it, and they've already picked Selah to be his replacement temporarily. Still has to happen.
Okay.
Okay, it hasn't happened
disturbed.
Yet. They're
yeah.
just excited because he's announcing it and he's saying this is why, and I see that's the only thing that's going to work. Go ahead.
And supposedly that's okay because the people want it to be, and so I guess the ones in power are just kind of wilting to that. Now, you've also indicated that a lot of anxiety and frustration and concern and riots and things are to our favor. Is this still in our favor as far as what you can read?
Okay. Even when Mahdi said it last time, they thought it would work with him just saying it because it wasn't going to happen. Yeah, I remember Iran won in the fight to get him in there. And even though we've been following him, Mahdi came from Maliki's team. So he was a guy that was picked off Maliki's team to do this. Iran still didn't want to give him up even when he said it last month. But now they're saying there's no choice because things are getting worse and worse, and Iran is actually paying the price for it. And this time when he actually goes, the rules they put in place, the laws they put in place, says Selah takes over temporarily. And that is what the U.S. wanted anyway. Then they're going to just try to figure out how to make it permanent. And how
right.
do you do that when it comes time to vote again, when they do the new elections and it's transparent? Selah gave you all your reforms. He's the one who was in charge when the government broke up and dismantled and rebuilt. He was in charge when the RV actually happened, gave you the money to change your life. Don't you think this is now the guy you should probably vote for? So this is all being set up perfectly. So, yes, I do think
okay.
it's going to go through this side. And it looks
okay.
good for us.
All right. Well, I can appreciate that. Obviously, you've got a better handle on it than most of us out here. We're kind of hanging on your words. We did have a target for the end of the year, or excuse me, end of the month. And that's going to greet us, hit us in the teeth tomorrow. Should we just suggest that it's going to be a little further down the line? End of the month looks awful close.
It does look awful close. It's what they wanted, but they, the 10 years have been saying one thing and doing another, right?
Right.
Like I always say, you know, in D.C., watch what they do, not what they say. So,
yes, sir.
As well as people around you, watch what they do, not what they say. And this is even part of that. But today, Marty did something different. So, and he made the announcement, and he said he's going to do it. Well, let's see what happens tomorrow, if he actually does.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna bow out then, wait for a CIA lady. Surely she's not still eating. She probably is anxious to get in line here. So, you guys have a great day. I'll be hanging on every word. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, have a great day.
All right, 727, you are on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm still driving a truck right now, and which means I'm still working, which means I haven't retired. That also probably still means that G-Man from PA hasn't got his facelift. And so
not only has he not gotten it, but today he's going to work some overtime. So go ahead.
Well, even though it's sunshining and cold here, it's still, there's a level of optimism that I think, first of all, I think that if hopefully Mahdi did resign, because I think the sooner that he and the ones who are have been from, because the Iraqi people know who's in Iran's pocket or a better idea now than they've ever had. So the idea that someone who is going to ultimately act in their best interest, if Saleh is the guy, or I think that's how you say his name, I don't know. But any regard, if they like the idea, then I think that things will calm down. Now, I haven't heard and I haven't looked. I kind of El Monitor has some stuff usually on Iraq. They've got reporters there all the time. Have anybody been killed in the last couple of days in the demonstration?
Oh, yeah. They said, I think, 24 people yesterday.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Something's going to have to give, and I agree with you in your surmising that if they give up the ghost now, they will have lost everything that they fought so hard to gain, and all those people that died will have died in vain. And that certainly is not a pretty picture. I guess I'm wondering if Saleh takes over, is he in the parliament now?
He's the president.
Okay, so he's going to have to resign the presidency to take over to being the prime minister, yes?
I don't know. He may hold both positions because of the way it's being done, because it said it's temporary. And then they got to set up the votes and do everything else. So he may hold both positions. I don't know what their constitution says.
Sure.
Only that it should something happen, and which it is, and Mahdi resigns, and he automatically steps up. So there's not, you know, the chaos that we didn't want to see, everybody trying to fight and put their one guy in there when they say, hey, we didn't even vote, you know, or for to the other religious guy to come back and say, I had the biggest party, so I get to pick somebody, and they have to go through that all over again. No. He's just going to step in, and then they'll redo the vote. Sadar, I couldn't think of it.
Wasn't one of their demands that each the Sunni and the Shiite, they all had their own positions that they were going to be guaranteed, and one of the demands that the protesters had was that the part that is connected to their sect had to be eliminated, and I thought that they agreed
that is
to
what,
that.
Yeah, that is what they wanted. They wanted parties removed from it, and they wanted basically a general election for it to be transferred and the people to select them regardless of party affiliation. So they wanted to change it more to a democracy of what we have and vote for individuals and not parties. That's what they want.
Right. So and the their parliament, as I understand, had acquiesced to that. They had accepted that and agreed to vote for that as the stipulation to the meeting the demands of the protesters. Do I understand that correctly?
That's what they said. That is what they said. But that's part of what they need to vote on now. They agreed to it and said we're going to do this. But now we got to change the law. So we put drafts together, how this is going to work, how it's going to work, the ages, everything else. Then we have to submit it to the House. Then we have to submit it to Parliament to vote and approve on it. So far, all they've only done is agreed to it. Or they told the citizens, we agree. And this is how many positions we're going to eliminate. And this is how we're going to do it the next time we vote. And they put a committee together to come up with the exact how that's going to look like or be done. Then Parliament has to vote on it. It has to be approved and passed. But now all they have is an agreement to do it.
But they have to vote on it, right? That Parliament has to vote for the budget for all these demands and so forth to ultimately come to fruition, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I understood it. Not that it's either here or there, but I'm scheduled to have my colonoscopy done on the 20th of December. So I know you say you have no influence in this deal, but try to work around that date if you see your way fit to. Okay?
You want me to rearrange your colonoscopy or rearrange the IRB?
No. No, well, you can take it for me, I guess, but no.
No, anyway. Just did mine a couple months ago, remember? So, no.
You know what? The best thing about the colonoscopy, the best thing, is how you feel when you wake up. Because I laughed and giggled and acted like a 12-year-old. The last time, and I'm just hoping that they use the same medications for sedation, because you don't remember anything, and it makes you feel like Superman when you wake up. So, anyway, so there you have it.
Actually, the only thing that bothered me about that, I know it's something to be talking about on the phone, guys, but they told me I may have amnesia for 3 days, so I was kind of concerned with that. Didn't happen that I know of. Well, that's one of the
One of your concerns was you thought you might forget who you were married to?
Yeah.
That's what you said. Yeah. Well, I have a feeling, knowing, and I have never met your wife, but I would somehow have a feeling that there would be a way for her to remind you. So, yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. So, anyway,
she was right there.
All right. I didn't have a chance to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. I certainly hope you had one. I certainly did. And I look forward to the holiday season and us having a Christmas like we've never had before. And
me too.
So with that being said, Ray, all the best. Tony, all the best. And we'll look forward to a
thank you, sir.
Special call, if not the call. And then if that doesn't happen, I look forward to hearing your voice on Monday.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Take care.
Have a great weekend. Right.
Okay. We have someone who's been with us for quite some time now, Tony, celebrating his birthday on tomorrow. Servant Man, 77.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
So, is he 77?
No. He said he'll be 72 tomorrow.
72. Okay, close enough.
His board name is his servant.
Congratulations.
Man, Okay. Next up is 610. G-Man from PA.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It is G-Man
hey,
in PA.
Good morning, sir.
Good afternoon and good morning again. And, ladies and gentlemen, it is another Dynamite Day here in the USA. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you again for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All okay. Right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'll say, but you're right, because if the bills don't get paid, we will not be here the rest of the month. So, all right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. All right, Ray.
All right. Thank you, sir. 951.
Right,
okay. 951. You are on.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Okay.
Anyway, I had to step away for a few minutes, and I didn't know if you gave an Okie update or not.
I did not give one, but supposedly I did get one yesterday that he is doing fine. He's actually up and walking around. He's still at the hospital, though. Hasn't gone home yet. But, I mean, overall situation hasn't changed, but he was up and walking yesterday, I think. Let me see.
But he's getting better, though.
Actually, yeah, because somebody, Mustang, Cindy sent me that she actually talked to him. He answered the phone, said he was tired. He says he loves us. He said, whatever it takes, please speed up the RV because he really needs it now. She said she ended the call telling him to hang in there. Let's pray for him. But he is talking, and he did go for a short walk, I guess. So,
all right.
But he's still at the hospital.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, great. Well, I tell you, I'm grateful for him and you guys, you know, and it's just thank you very much. So.
Okay. Thank
all
you,
right, sir.
Me too.
Take care.
All right. Have a good weekend.
407. Thank you. 407. You are on.
Is that me?
Yes,
is that
that's
me?
You.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. It's been a few years since
hi.
I was able to get online. This is Eyewitness 81 out of Orlando. Happy belated Thanksgiving. I had I had a question about Molly, however you pronounce her name, resigning. Where does Maliki stand at this time? I mean, we haven't heard his name in a while, but is he up to his shenanigans, or, you know, is everything pretty much settled with him at this time?
Well, it's not settled with him. He hasn't been charged with anything, even though they know he's a crook. I think USP has put sanctions on him. He's not going to be back in charge. And in the end, like I said, at the right time, they will go at him, but they're not going to try and create more chaos than there is already.
Okay.
So he's not in our way.
That's good to hear. And one last question. When it comes to the Zim, and have you heard any changes from your guy, or is he still standing on what he says?
About the Zim?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard any changes from either one of them. They're both still standing on what they said.
Great. Okay. Well, you all have a great after Thanksgiving fellowship with your family. Wish your dad a wonderful Christmas upcoming celebration, and we're going to see you in the end. You all be blessed.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. You're
doing okay right now, right?
I want to say, Ray, that I've been in the hospital again, but I'm better. They sent me home on oxygen, and I can relate to our brother Oki, but I do know God raised me up. Oki is another opportunity for another miracle. And you guys keep me so encouraged. Even when in ICU, you kept me so encouraged. And I just thank God for you guys being here. You are gaining stars in your crown for your services that you haven't even seen yet, because you don't know the effect of what you're doing and changing lives. You know, everybody thinks it's just about the RV, but no, you are sending healing, miracle signs and wonders into so many people's lives, and I bless God for you. I hear Tony say he's not a preacher, but he is a reacher, and so are you, Ray. So you guys be blessed.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank
Tony,
you, man.
This is one of our few members that I'm aware of that actually listen to us while they're in intensive care units in hospitals, hiding their phones and from the nurses and things of that nature so they can be on the calls. So she is one of a few that I have learned of that are that determined to be on the calls with us, even in the intensive care unit. But anyway, you hang in there. Good hearing from you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
386 area code. You are on.
Ah, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon,
sir. Good morning, sir.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm
fantabulous,
super fantastic, my friend.
To the nth degree.
Did you guys have a happy Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And yourself?
Okay, the only question. Mine was okay. Our stove was broke, mm-hmm. but I was invited somewhere else, so I had a lot to eat.
Good.
I'm thankful
Good.
For that. Tony and Ray. I'm hoping and praying this thing happens before the end of the month. What do you have to say?
The end of the month is tomorrow. So I'm pretty sure it's not going to, even though that was the goal. Well, I really shouldn't say that because anything could happen next 2-3 hours. I mean, he just made the announcement this morning. And he could flip the whole script. Whether or not. I know the banks aren't preparing for it, and I know there are actually – some exchanges who are scheduled for vacation next week. Not that it can't be canceled. But I do think everything that's going on is pushing it even further. So we had heard by the end of the month, you know, we had heard the first week in December after they take the vote on Sunday. There's a bunch of things throughout there. We know they are telling the people all this will be effective 1 January. I don't know if the people are going to wait till 1 January, of what's going to happen in there. But we know the budget itself and everything they wanted is to be effective then. But the rate change could occur 2-3 weeks before then. It could occur tomorrow, and still everything they want is in the budget. So we're in a good space right now, I think, for this to finally come to a conclusion.
Good. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you, guys, and have a great day, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. You too, sir.
And all the listeners. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 281 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. How you guys feeling today?
Fantabulous. To the nth degree. And yourself.
Just one look. Pretty good. Super fantastic. Just one question. It seems as though it's like the Iraq government. Is this set up like Great Britain? Like, they got a prime minister, and is that how Great Britain is sort of set up that way in the parliament?
I don't know.
Or England one?
Iraq is set up with a prime minister, three presidents, vice presidents, parliament, house, the entire government. It's different from ours.
They took it from ours?
No, I said it's different from ours.
Yeah, it's different from ours. I'm sorry. Okay, I was just wondering, is who are they? Who is their government sort of like? It just was a thought.
Okay.
I
don't know. They're like Iraq, and they're constantly making changes, and then new votes will make it change again. So we'll see what it ends up being. All right.
Okay. See you guys.
All right. Okay, sir. 504 area code. You are on. 504 area code. All right, sir. Let's wrap this one up. It's the holiday weekend.
Whoa.
That was the last caller anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
No CIA lady. I'm going to have to call her at home. Tell her she disappointed everybody.
Yeah, she's on vacation, I guess, even from the call.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. Nothing super fantastic as far as news goes, but we're still here. Iraq citizens are still pushing forward, still causing changes to happen over there that they need to see. I did get a call back from the banker. He said the rates are still grayed out, but he could see them for days and weeks. They're grayed out today, so it doesn't look like anything's happening there. But nothing is truly stopped. So it's the end of the month. We go on to the next one. We know the date. They're telling them right now if everything will be done by the 1st of January. 32 days in between there where anything could happen. So let's stay engaged, stay involved, and look forward to our future. With that, I'm going to tell you, do what I'm doing. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. And if it takes till Monday, we will see you on Monday. All right, Ray?
Okay, that's going to do it for us, ladies and gents, on this Friday afternoon for the TNT call. Enjoy the rest of this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and we will talk to you next time. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe my family will.
already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Got late notice here on another birthday for tomorrow, and that's GFB is her board name, so she'll be celebrating her birthday tomorrow. And so GFB and Servant Man 77, if you two are single, let me know, and I'll work my magic for you.
I'll say, really? Really?
Hello.
Okay.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
That's right. We're just waiting for the call any day. My excited is excited still, but more so for next week as opposed to this upcoming weekend. But you never know. Something could happen in the twinkle of an eye. Totally unexpected.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To reach this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here. Enjoy your Friday.